This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The city of Denver is encouraging residents to recycle their Christmas lights instead of throwing them out. But don't put them in your purple bin. Two locations will take broken, burned out, and tangled sets of holiday lights for free through January 2nd. They can be dropped off at Cherry Creek Recycling off of South Quebec Street or at Blue Star Recyclers south of the Broncos Stadium. Check the city's website for when they're open. Winter driving conditions are forecast to come back in full force this weekend. With that in mind, CPR's Dan Boyce says the Colorado Department of Transportation has released a list of most common winter crashes.
Colorado drivers typically drive fewer miles during the winter months, according to CDOT. Nevertheless, about as many crashes happen in the winter as the other seasons of the year. The five biggest reasons behind winter crashes are excessive speed, lane violations, inattentive driving, animal-caused accidents, and following too close to the vehicle in front of you. CDOT says just having a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle is not a magic pill to avoid winter crashes. Remember to slow down in icy conditions, brake sooner than you need, and increase that distance between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Gone are the days of law and order-like evidence rooms with dusty boxes. That's mostly not how it looks anymore when police are trying to solve crimes. Today, they're hunched over computers, looking at hours and terabytes of digital evidence. The systems that handle all of this are overwhelmed, and no one has a clear solution. Chris Gray, an investigator at the Denver DA's office, says there's a reason for that.
Generally, computers, social media accounts, cloud data storage, and right now also vehicles that are holding data.
Prosecutors, law enforcement, and defense attorneys have banded together to search for a new way to make all of this data a little easier to comb through, but they have warned the legislature that whatever they come up with will cost money. This is CPR News.